the real schools. Teachers can be pushed to perform at maximum, but that does nothing to make education real. The biggest problem is the content, structure, and aim of lectures. That is where the really real results are. If the lectures themselves are broken, then increasing teacher performance is of little consequence. Humanity has invented the concept of money and put all of the world into poverty. If we want students to learn for real, we have to help them towards financial independence. Here, the students will learn how to build small companies first. They will be expected to run several and graduate when they begin supporting themselves. This is not a money school, this is not a business school or a startup incubator. This is an educational strategy that creates a reason for going to a school. And the reason for learning programming, or soldering, or 3D modeling, or even marketing, which will create a very real and powerful need for mathematics and physics and chemistry and language and literature and everything else. Let us take a step back into the dark ages. Math poses such a challenge because it is not a subject. It is a collection of tools and observations that should not be taught without a need. Forcing a student to memorize mathematics without context or desire for it is a mistake, to say the least. Math is extremely simple. It can be easily taught with just two simple things: a thorough list of mathematical topics along with an explanation for what they are used for, and something that is interesting to the student that will create a need for those topics. Interesting things that can teach math are computer games, programmatic 3D modeling, generative art, screensavers, sound synthesis, programming robots, programming drones, and programming drones to race or battle in the air. Drones can be made in the classroom. They run about $15. This would create a need for knowledge of electronics and minor programming, further expanding education. I repeat, teaching subjects without a need for them is a mistake, to say the least. Similarly, physics, although more practical than math, is still not meant to be approached without a real need. Note that those who enjoy the study of physics will find it easier to learn math from within physics by reinventing calculus or strange attractors. This is an example of approaching math indirectly as a library of useful things, period. There are countless ways to make physics interesting to the students. For example, due to the ease with which we learn to compose music, little clunky and full of wires sound synthesizers make for a great introduction. Perhaps the best introduction is to get the students to build an array of radio telescopes and begin listening to the skies, because they are able to receive data and think about it and get some more data. Satellites, radio bursts, strange anomalies, perhaps participation in the SETI program, and certainly radio communication will invite great many students. Other ideas are working with inexpensive SBCs like the Raspberry Pi and building 3D printers from scratch, making custom digital cameras. But, the subject division as we have it today is in great part the reason why education does not work. It contributes to the destruction of education. Even this lovely physics class idea that I have described, though a step in the right direction, is absolutely the wrong approach. The students need help with financial independence first, and that is the correct way to structure a real educational system. All the classes should represent very small companies, and although they will not be able to reliably make money, a student will have many such little businesses. All put together, they will add up to create a stable source of income. A lot of these little companies will have multiple co-founders. Often, the more co-founders, the stronger the company. Right now, all the subject divisions must be set aside to create a library of good ideas, and each school should restructure their classes as lectures in preparation of launching small businesses. Fake education is marked by teaching irrelevant things in ways that force the students to pretend to learn them by simply memorizing them. They are taught that the diploma is needed to get a job. This is a lie that only fraudulent institutions would hope to perpetuate. Real education provides real results. Let me rephrase that. Provides really real results. By not measuring test scores, but by measuring student success in the real life. Real education puts the student in context of real things. A small business that they operate on their own, a need for high-level lectures, such as industrial design, and then low-level skills, such as being able to translate mathematical functions into a programming language. Oh, and by the way, this reminds me, they need their money back for unpaid internship, because that's fraud. We force the children to use money. We will now help them to financial independence. Fix schools now, or the students will build their own and never forgive you for what you have done to them. Let the Renaissance begin.